The question today is, what is meant by steps of faith in Romans 4:12? Let me read Romans 4:12. It's talking about Abraham here. It says, and Abraham, of course, who is the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but all, who also walk in the steps of faith of our father Abraham, which he had, being yet uncircumcised. So it's talking not only to the Jews, but the Gentiles, in essence, who he's the father of us in that sense. And I know he's noted as the father of faith. We know him as that. The Bible said in the book of Galatians, Galatians chapter number 3, and this is right after it talked about Abraham believing God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. But it said here then in verse 9, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So it's talking about if we walk the steps of faith that Father Abraham walked, then we're blessed. We're blessed with eternal life is what it amounts to. And what does that mean? So what's meant by the steps of faith? Let me say this. I believe that this principle is missing in many salvation professions today. The steps of faith. Abraham was in the Ur of Chaldees. And as he was in the Ur of Chaldees, it's a heathen nation. It was an uncircumcised place. It's before the Jews even came into being, or even the Hebrews came into being per se, because he's the father of the Hebrews, Abraham is. But he was there, had a family, and they were all in idolatry. Now, I believe the principle of the Scripture is there had to be a human instrument that come over and preach to them the truth about a true God. And I believe that was, of course, Shem, one of Noah's sons. If you'll plot the genealogies out, you'll find that Shem was very much alive, even way into Abraham's day. So I believe that Shem went over and preached to his descendants the fact of that there's a God, the God that floated the ark, in other words, the true God. And the Bible says in the book of Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So for a man to ever really come to saving faith, to believe that God is, you've got to believe God is. And that's intellectual faith. And I believe Abraham came to an intellectual faith. And as God spoke to him, the Bible said by faith, verse 8 of Hebrews 11, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether he went. If we study the Scripture and rightly divide it, we'll find the book of Acts chapter 7. Stephen, when he was preaching there that day before he was martyred and stoned to death, he talked about the fact that God spoke to Abram, his name was Abram at that time, in the Ur of Chaldees, and told him basically to get out of the country, leave your kindred, leave your country, and go to a place I'll show you. And the Greek has it, I'll show you as you go. And therefore, he said he, by faith, not knowing whether he went. Here in verse 8. So he had faith. Now, most people say, well, Abraham was saved. No, he took the first step of faith, and that was intellectual faith. He believed God is, and that caused him to begin to seek God. And that led him to a seeking faith. Any kind of faith works. The Bible talks about faith without works is dead. So faith works. If you've got an intellectual faith that God is or that God exists, it'll cause you to begin to seek the God that you believe is true, the true one true God. And so Abraham began to seek God. And I believe he told his dad, I'm leaving out of this country. Well, his dad said, I'm going with you. And the Scripture even talks about his dad saying he carried Abram. But really, what it amounted to, Abram said, I'm a-going. And his dad being the head of the family, of course, the Scripture's written that way. And he carried his nephew Lot because he was raising Lot. But so Abraham didn't obey the promise. Or didn't do what God said. God said, leave your country, leave your kindred. He didn't leave his kindred. And he didn't leave the country. We'll find that he traveled to Haran, which is still in the Mesopotamia area, and stopped there. Genesis chapter 11. Talks about that. He stayed there. We don't know for how long, but a possibility he stayed there for as much as 32 years in Haran. Now, God had never told him the promise about the seed. The seed is Jesus. And the Bible speaks of the fact in the book of Galatians, it speaks about the fact about the gospel being preached unto Abraham. And it said there in verse number 8 of chapter 3 of Genesis, he said, and the Scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Now, he had not heard about the seed. Jesus later said, after Abraham's day, he said, Abraham saw my day and rejoiced in it. Now, when he left there of Chaldees, by faith, he had a seeking faith. But he did not know about the seed, which is Jesus, who is Jesus. And so as a result, how can he believe in Jesus if he hadn't been told about him? So he stops, did not leave his country, stopped for 32 years at Haran in the Mesopotamia area. Then when his dad died, Abram at that time was 75 years old. And God spoke to him again in Genesis chapter 12 and said, leave your country, leave your kindred, and go to a place I'll show you, and even the Hebrew has, I'll show you as you go. He still did not mention the seed at that time. But Abraham didn't do what God said. Even though he had a seeking faith, seeking what God wanted, left good houses probably in the Ur of Chaldees, dwelt in camel hair tents. He was looking for God. And so as a result, he didn't do. He felt sorry for a lot, no doubt, and didn't leave him behind, and therefore he was a thorn in his flesh in the days to come. But he still took Lot, and as a result, he left out and went into the land of Canaan as God directed him. And then God was so good to him, he enlarged his promise, told him about the seed. For the first time, he told him about the seed, who is Christ. Abraham built altars. He's worshiping God. He prayed. He called on the name of the Lord. Yet he was not saved. We know he was not saved to Genesis 15:6, which was 9 years after he got in the land of Canaan. 41 years, possibly, after he left the Ur of Chaldees. But he had an intellectual faith that led to his seeking faith. And as a result, he's doing what he knew to do at the time. And when famine came, it tested him, and yet he failed the test. He went down to Egypt. God didn't tell him to do that. Stay in this land, I'll show you. God will provide for him. But yet he went to Egypt, passed his wife off as his sister, and he told a half lie and a half truth. She was his half-sister, but he lied there. But as a result, he picked up down there. They come back with Hagar, and that caused him some problem. We're still reaping today from that. And yet, still, he come back. He again went back to the place of the altar, called on the name of the Lord. And yet God used circumstances to cause Lot and Lot's herdmen and his herdsmen to get into it so that he could separate Lot from Abram. And you see, that was God's plan in the beginning. Abram, don't leave your kindred. But he carried Lot. So Lot pitched his tent toward Sodom. A lot of people want to use him as a backslider. But folks, he had never slid forward. He had never saved at that time because Abram wasn't saved. And Abram had more light than Lot did. So when he went into Sodom, Abram wasn't saved at that time. So he pitched his tent towards Sodom and got down there. But yet, even though Abram did a lot of things that was wrong while he was seeking God, well, he talks about in Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 10, he looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. He's looking for an eternal city. He's looking for a home. So, but even though he did a lot of things wrong during the time of Genesis 12, 13, and 14, one thing he never did do, he never did go back to the Ur of Chaldees. He never went back to where he come from. That's why it's important when you're involved in truth, stay with truth. Don't run from it. Don't go back on it. Because you stay there, God will do a work in His time for His glory. And so therefore, he did do some things that was right. He trained his servants to protect them in the days in case they was attacked. And 318 of his servants was trained well, so that the extent when Sodom and Gomorrah was overrun by Chaldolomer and all those wicked kings of that time, that alliance of those kings and captured Lot and all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, Abram and his 318 men went out and delivered Lot, his family, and all the cattle, and he came back into the land. And when he came back, he met Melchizedek. And Melchizedek is a type of Christ. And he paid tithes to Melchizedek. Lost man. Just seeking a eternal city. Seeking the Lord. Not understanding what's going on. And he wouldn't take anything from the king of Sodom because he wanted only what God gave him, is what he was saying in essence. And then in Genesis 15:1, God spoke to him in Genesis 15 and said to him, I'm your shield and exceeding great reward. And as he began to talk to him, and by the way, the promise was enlarged again and again throughout those Genesis 12 through 13 and 14. And now, but yet he's still not saved. And And so Abram's frustrated about the seed. He doesn't understand. He knows that his wife is dead as far as her womb being dead. He came to the point he was dead. He wasn't dead right then because later he went into Hagar and produced seed. So he wasn't dead as far as producing seed. He wasn't dead at that time. But his loins dead. But he said, "I'm your shield, exceeding great reward." And Abram said, "Lord, I just don't understand. It must be that this seed you're talking about must be born through my servant Eliezer, and any child born to him would be the same as being up on my knee." And God said, Abram, I'm trying to get it through your thick head. Now, I know that's not in the Scripture, but basically that's what happened. And he began to instruct him, look up to the stars if you can. He said, the seed's going to come through your loins, and Sarah's loins is where the seed's coming from. And it's still not just talking about Isaac, it's talking about Jesus, because the Bible said he saw his day. But there that day, he looked up, and some way, somehow, faith came, and he believed God, and God imputed him to his account righteousness. In essence, the steps of faith that Abraham walked in was an intellectual faith that God is, led to a seeking faith that brought him to a place maybe 41 years later, that a place of saving faith, where that he believed God, and God said that counts, and he put righteousness on his account. And of course, that faith later led him into a serving faith that caused him to offer Isaac upon the altar, at least to go through the, was aiming to carry it through, but yet God provided a ram back in the thicket. But the steps of faith of Romans chapter 4, verse number 12, is talking about the fact we need an intellectual faith that God is. You'd be surprised how many Baptists today do not even believe that there is a God, that God exists. When God shows you that, that faith will work into a seeking faith that will cause you to seek the Lord. Now, some says no man seeks after God. He doesn't until God awakens him and stirs in his heart. So you ought to be thankful if God's caused you to seek Him, because He told us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And He's not talking to a saved people there. He's talking to the multitudes that came. They were followers, disciples in that sense, but they were lost. And He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And a lost man is who He's talking to. And the reason for that, when God awakens you, you'll seek Him. And that's a seeking faith. And if you'll continue seeking Him, even though you make a lot of mistakes, even though you'll do wrong a lot of times, be like Abram. Don't go back to the old haunts and the old ways. Stay under the auspices of the church where truth is preached and practiced. And you'll come to a saving faith, and God will do that work. And He said, blessed are you if you walk in the steps of faith of Father Abraham. That principle's missing in many salvation professions, but I pray that it won't be missing in yours. Begin walking those steps of faith, and God will bring you to Himself and save you. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again, on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.